forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 90 this afternoon under clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 67, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 92, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas is still battling many drought conditions across the state, but some of the heavier rains we've received over the last week have definitely been helping, especially in the agricultural community, with many farmers saying it's perfect for their newly planted spring and summer crops.
Hard to get out of a drought in the summer because it's hard to keep up with the evaporation, but we're certainly headed in the right direction. The rain we're getting now, I think, is going to be a big part of helping our corn crop finish up, where there's a lot of good-looking milo planted and soybeans.
That audio from KWCH News, Jeff Seiler, Kansas State University's Research and Extension Agricultural and Natural Resource Agent, says the rain is coming also at a perfect time with some of the most developmental times for some of those crops, including corn.
Right now we have corn in our early reproductive stages, which is some of its highest demand for water. So this is just what we needed for it.
Mid-America Network News.
First Council Casino presents Cool in the Gang. Live. Cool in the Gang. Saturday, August 5th at First Council Casino. Ride the rhythm of Cool in the Gang. Tickets on sale now at 7plans.com. Another breath of fresh air from InterVisions.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, 40% more likely to fraud than civilians. Scam, uses fake veterans charity, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The University of Kansas has announced a new donation of near $100,000 to the university that they say will help continue their master's and doctoral candidates earn degrees in environmental engineering. As WIBW reports that the School of Engineering did announce the donation of $50,000 to strengthen the Tolaney Family Scholarship, with Tolaney's son also donating an additional $50,000, bringing the total to $100,000 for the scholarship program. According to the family and the University of Kansas with the Tolaney Scholarship, it is given annually to a promising master's or doctoral student who could use a boost on the way to make a huge difference in the world and the community. In other news, law enforcement in the Burlington, Kansas area say they are looking for a thief who stole more than $1,500 in fishing gear from a Burlington man's pickup truck back in late June. WIBW reports the event happened on June 26th when law enforcement found the man who said that he had five fishing rods and reels stolen out of the back of his truck parked in a public area.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen worked his way across the state of Nebraska over the past week, going to the central portion of the state, talking on numerous different issues, including broadband access and economic development, but was fronted with many questions regarding the line item veto of the state's budget that would have allocated near $40 million towards construction of rural workforce and the building of middle-income housing in the area, where he said he was concerned about state spending.
Workforce housing has to be solved in a lot of myriad different ways, and the state be a part of it. Ultimately, my team, and then ultimately it's my decision. We decide to veto those because we believe that the state has put a lot of money in, and there's a lot of money that hadn't been utilized.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where he says that we need both private and public partnerships to provide the affordable and obtainable housing, or else it becomes an extremely difficult situation.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners considered options for a new jail, unanimously approving purchase of 6 lots, which comprise the Nordis Motor Company location on Broadway, east across the street from the current facility in Marysville. The $350,000 purchase is contingent on a jail fitting on the site, passing environmental testing, and approval by the public of funding necessary for construction. An option east of Marysville on land previously purchased was turned down by voters on a petition ballot. It was suggested that zoning and proximity to the historic courthouse be considered, and was noted the downtown location would be closer to the courthouse and would not require new roads or streets and infrastructure. A preliminary estimate of remodel and expansion was in the neighborhood of some $9 million, which could be some $3 million below estimates for the East Marysville site. Concern with limited future expansion was expressed during discussion, and a finance proposal for construction would need to be finalized. A lease purchase arrangement was used on the initial jail project proposal, with a bond issue or sales tax options also available. No further action was taken on the project or as to financing at the meeting last week. Commissioners had met previously with city leaders from throughout the county to get feedback regarding the jail. Marshall County Clerk presented a draft budget to the board, which was reviewed and adjustments suggested. These, along with a $100 per month cost of living increase in wages, will be reviewed again with a proposed mill levy of 45.697. Washington County Commissioners appointed Brock Funk to the Washington County Hospital Board, replacing Dr. Larry Stoppel, who is retired and is moving. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Chris Rule of Liberty spoke with Gage County Supervisors last week about a potential hog facility being proposed in that area with concerns for the road. He'd like an engineer or someone from the safety board to look at the road and assess whether the condition of the road is safe, with a report on file so it can be public. Supervisors approved several requests for visitor improvement grants as matches toward various projects. The Kansas Corporation Commission will begin public hearings this week to give Evergy customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's rate increase request and to make comments before the commission. The application requests an average monthly rate increase of $14.24 for Evergy customers. Commission approval is required before a regulated utility can change its rates. First of 3 public hearings will be Tuesday, July 11th in Topeka at the Washburn University, then July 13th in Overland Park, and finally July 27th at Wichita State. For additional details, contact the Kansas Corporation Commission Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Verna M. Bikeman, age 83, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Verna Bikeman. Maxine F. Oatney, age 92, of Waterville, passed away July 4th. Funeral service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Maxine Oatney. Donald J. Pops Meister, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 5th. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Donald Pops Meister.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers. Come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 90s. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And some rain may linger early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And more rain possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 100s. And scattered showers may continue into Tuesday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. A slight chance for some rain still on Wednesday, otherwise sunny and slightly cooler with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Then showers on and off over Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still a chance for some showers as we head into Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And scattered showers Friday night with our lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91, record high on this date, 110. The average low, 69, the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:09.
Some people swear that hot, spicy food is just the ticket for staying cooler in a summer heat wave. We will tell you why they may be onto something on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 10th, the 191st day of the year. Special Olympics founder Eunice Kennedy Shriver was born on this day, and in 1913, the mercury hit 134 degrees in Death Valley, the hottest ever recorded in the U.S. Ever wonder why some of the hottest, spiciest foods are most popular in the warmest climates? It might be because they help you cool off more quickly. The same goes for warm drinks. Studies have found that after a vigorous workout, those who drank cold water kept an elevated temperature longer than those who had a warm drink. It's all due to the perspiration reflex triggered after consuming something hot. The actual cooling takes place when the sweat evaporates, of course. So a dry, well-ventilated environment is important. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the MLB draft kicked off the All-Star Weekend, and the Kansas City Royals have another catcher in their pipeline as they pick. In the eighth overall pick, they took Blake Mitchell, a high school catcher out of Centon, Texas. Mitchell was committed to go to LSU, but led his Texas 4A team to a title as a junior and won Gatorade Texas Player of the Year in the past two seasons. This past season, Mitchell hit .452 with 41 RBIs. The 18-year-old also played in the USA junior team for two summers and won gold at the 18 and under World Cup. Well, have you ever wondered what an MLB player gets for being in the home run derby? Well, a part of the collective agreement is this. Players selected for the All-Star game or home run derby receive 6 complimentary tickets for guests, first class flights for themselves and 2 guests, first class hotel accommodations for themselves and 2 guests, meal and tip allowances for 3 days, and $1,000 cash stipend and gift from the league. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Well, the struggling Yankees have fired their hitting coach, Dylan Lawson, so they'll be looking for a new coach to lead the hitters when they come back from the All-Star break. Well, NASCAR finished their rain-shortened race yesterday in Atlanta, and William Byron, who started out a little bit rough in the second stage, ended up being in the right position when the weather took control at Atlanta Motor Speedway and picks up the win in the NASCAR Cup Series. Well, looking at the NBA, as they're in Las Vegas right now playing some summer league games, well, Victor Wembanyama, who was the number one overall pick, had a little bit better performance in his second game, as Wembanyama had 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks, and was 9 of 14 shooting, but it wasn't enough as the San Antonio Spurs came up a little bit short as they lose to the Portland Trail Blazers 85-80. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can-Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor from New Holland. With 25 horsepower, a 3-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid-PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple two-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by Can-Equip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
Kickafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Join the National Moth Week celebration the last full week of July. This worldwide recognition of the beauty and importance of moths offers everyone an opportunity to become a citizen scientist and contribute scientific data about moths. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Here are just a few facts to get you excited about these winged wonders that often take a back seat to the more flamboyant butterflies. Most moths are nocturnal, but there are a few, like the hummingbird moths, that visit your garden during the day. You'll find moths that are as colorful as butterflies and others that are hard to find due to their excellent camouflage. Scientists estimate there are somewhere between 150,000 to 500,000 different moth species. These range in size from a pinhead to an adult's hand. So take some time this week to observe the moths visiting your gardens and porch light. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Just about every town has a water tower. Canton, Kansas has not one, but two such towers, similar in size and style, that stand about 100 yards from each other. So why am I mentioning this? Well, it's what's painted on the towers that has had people stopping and taking pictures for decades now. I did as well, and we'll tell you the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Dale Anderson is a past mayor of Canton, Kansas. He's lived here all of his life, and while he wasn't born yet back in the 1920s, he says that's when the city got its water system and first water tower. By the 1950s, though, the town was struggling to find enough water for its citizens.
We had terrible water here in town, and they drilled three wells, and at that time they bought this water tower. It was a used tower.
They already had the original tower from the 1920s, so with the extra water capacity from those new wells, they purchased their new-to-the-city water tower in the 50s. two water towers within about 100 yards of one another. And soon, there was an idea.
They just thought it would be a novel thing since they had two water towers. They put it on there. They're painted hot and cold.
The word hot is painted in red on one tower, the word cold in blue on the other. It is a fun novelty that has been around for many decades. Now you may ask, do they really store hot water in one and cold in the other?
We always joke that you don't have to have a water heater in your house, you know.
But you would advise you may have to.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe the water is actually all the same temperature, despite what's painted on each tower. But Dale says having two towers does help a small town with not only enough drinking water, but something else that can be important at times.
We have good fire protection because of it. We had to put a new lid on one of them here a few years ago. I think I was mayor at that time.
And if you find yourself driving between Emporia and McPherson, Kansas, you'll pass through Canton, and you can catch a glimpse of two interesting towers. If you want to see them, we got out the drone and shot a video while in town. You can watch it on our American Countryside Facebook and YouTube channels. Traveling the Countryside in Canton, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Keeping your horse healthy and happy during show season also includes after you get home. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Monitor the horse for any late manifesting diseases as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Showing horses is a lot of fun, but nobody wants to be around a horse that might be sick. It's important to practice good biosecurity by not sharing tack, using your own watering buckets and feeders, and keeping a clean trailer. Despite your best efforts, some diseases are very contagious and can show up long after you get home. Dr. Jeff Bissett with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture says when the show is over, have a return strategy. Keep the horse in a separate stall or paddock away from other horses for 2 or 3 weeks so you can monitor its health.
You know, you're looking for things like temperature, appetite, demeanor. Appetite and demeanor, usually what you'll see first, head carriage, any changes in their stool. Anything that's abnormal to you may be worth exploring because it may be the signs of one of those diseases that takes a little while to manifest itself. If you keep them away from the other horses, it prevents a big, big problem for your barn. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but it can prevent a lot of issues.
If you board the horse in someone else's barn, there's a question you should be asking. Is there a biosecurity plan and agreement?
When you come and go, is there something that you need to follow? If there's not something like that, should you have something in place with your barn? Should you have that discussion? The answer is yes, but it can be tricky sometimes when there's lots of personalities in barns. And the idea is to develop a checklist of things that you're doing, do them consistently, and be vigilant.
Know your own travel history and be picky when choosing shows you attend to reduce the risk of any problems that could develop when you get home. Learn more about keeping horses healthy during show season at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
See you.
We've recently celebrated some well-deserved retirements in our office, and it's made me pause to think about what retirement might look like for me and my family down the road. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Whether retirement is years away for you or just around the corner, it's important to make sure you're prepared. And remember, if you're just starting out, it's never too early to make a plan. And if you're nearing retirement, it's not too late. To prepare, write down what you'd like to accomplish during that period of your life. Will you help care for your grandchildren? Maybe you'll purchase a vacation home. How about part-time jobs? Are you interested in continuing to work in a reduced capacity doing something you love? Whatever your goals are, the possibilities are endless. The first step is to understand your purpose. The next step is to have a plan. Retirement isn't linear and many things may change, but having a plan brings more clarity when it comes to your finances.
This Hire a Veteran Day, July 25th, C&K Services reminds employers that all of the experience, dedication, and wide variety of training a veteran receives in the military will be a valuable asset to your business. From the friendly staff at C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support our United States military.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure they've done it this way?
Or even giddy for some Willie?
Blue skies smile at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Happy anniversary to the Sorghum Checkoff. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. 15 years ago, sorghum producers began their own checkoff program, and most everyone seems to think it's been working pretty well. Norma Ritz-Johnson is the executive director for the checkoff.
What we look for every day when we come to work is to increase premium for the producer, to increase production, efficiencies, and profitability, and then to increase the perception of sorghum.
Johnson says sorghum's program works pretty much like any other commodity checkoff.
Most of our investment that we have from our checkoff dollars, we try to put into research on production or on expanded end uses for sorghum. But for about every 5 years, we kind of like to do a little checkup on ourselves.
The most recent checkup on the checkoff, says Johnson, showed the program has about a 7-to-1 return on investment.
I like to think of us as being in the solutions business and finding sorghum's place as a solution when it comes to cropping systems for producers, when it comes to sustainability challenges or controlling erosion. Those are all areas where we believe sorghum has an important role to play.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The annual Washington County Fair gets underway Tuesday, July 18th, with open class exhibit entry 4:30 till 6:30 p.m. 4-H exhibit check-in is Wednesday, 4:30 till 8. Judging and shows Wednesday and Thursday with an RC Derby Thursday evening beginning at 7:30. Games and inflatables will operate Friday and Saturday nights. The livestock sale is Friday night at 7. Round Robin Saturday morning starts at 9 with a parade downtown at 6 p.m. A pedal pull will follow with Phil Vandell live Saturday night at 9. Full schedule of events is online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Monday, July the 10th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, there's been a lot of talk about Prop 12, and it was supposed to go into effect on Saturday, July the 1st, but California has added a six-month extended window for producers to be compliant with the rule. It also gives Congress six more months to try to find a solution. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy weighed in on California's decision to extend the deadline.
It gives us that six-month window that certainly is an indication of the practical reality, right? The challenge of actually complying with this from their side and from the producer side. And so it's good, I guess, that you would delay that and try to ease into that transition.
Nagy says this decision is the first step on a slippery slope that can go beyond just pork and poultry. He says this should compel Congress to act quickly.
When I speak with groups now, you can almost watch people sort of click through this, like, well, it's pork today. Gosh, what could it be tomorrow? And will other states do this? Well, yes, I think we should expect that they would. And it won't just be around food. So again, this decision really opened the door for all manner of restrictions that can be placed on other states, producers of all kinds in other states, just because a state can use their market power. And that's wrong. That's something that's foundational to market access. And I'm not just talking about food here. But that's foundational to market access in this country. So I do think that that should heighten the awareness and certainly should compel Congress to try to do something here. I don't know if that can fit into a farm bill conversation. Frankly, I think it belongs on its own because it's important. But I don't really care what vehicle it takes. But I do think that we've got to see some balance brought back into this interstate commerce question.
And again, that is Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy talking about Prop 12. That's a good your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Candy Grass 2, a BMR6 sorghum Sudan grass that's highly palatable, has low water requirements, and tastes great. Just ask the cows.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
There has been a lot of buzz about the carbon credit market. There are other environmental markets that farmers can cash in on, too, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
About companies and industries announcing new sustainability commitments and programs that farmers and ranchers can participate in, with producers being paid for carbon sequestration to control greenhouse gases. The carbon credit market is constantly evolving. Shelby Swain Myers is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She says carbon is a well-known greenhouse gas and the most researched in terms of quantification tools, but other ecosystem services can potentially be brokered as well.
We're talking about water quality credits. We're talking about net greenhouse gas credits, nutrient credits. Some are even jumping into biodiversity credits. That's really important to understand that we're not just talking about carbon, that these have much broader impact and can go to a couple different systems. You know, we're not just going to stick to our corn and soybean fields.
This allows producers of all types to pick the system that works for them based on their region, climate, soil types, and what they grow. So who is buying credits for these other assets?
Credits are being purchased by corporations, food corporations who are trying to streamline their supply chains to be more of a larger green print, or, you know, make commitments to their consumers, their employees. Maybe they've got government compliance standards that they have to meet. Some of the agribusinesses are jumping into this, and particularly because they already have established boots on the ground.
She says payments for these credits are usually applied in the form of input discounts or a cash payment, but it highly depends on the market. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about environmental markets beyond carbon at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the market's being influenced right now by a report that will be released on Wednesday and weather forecasts. Right now, July corn, 567 and a quarter, and that's up 6 1/4. September corn, 493 and a half, that's up 6 1/4 right now. Kansas City wheat for July, 822, up 4 1/2. September Kansas City wheat, down 2 at 8.16 1/4. Oats for July up 8 1/4 at 4.14 1/2. September oats at 4.28 1/4. That's up 9 currently. Taking a look at July soybeans. 15.13 is your current price. That's up 27 1/2. August soybeans at 14.63 1/2. That's up 35 3/4. Looking at cotton for October, 80.42 is your current price. That's down 89 cents. December cotton at 79.08, that's down 2.11 currently. Live cattle for August, 177.10, that's up 10 cents. October live cattle, 179.95, that's up 57.5 cents. August feeders at 245, 72.5, that's up 30 cents. September feeder cattle at 248.90, that's up 30 cents. Looking at oil, crude oil for August, 73.13, that's down 74 cents. September crude, 73.08, that's down 69 cents. Gold for August, 1931 and 40 cents. That's down $1.10. October gold at 1950, 20 cents. That's down $1.40. July silver, 2279. That's down 30 cents. And silver.
Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, I want to see ya in a
Midwest Kia. Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Tar spot in corn, a newer disease to Kansas, was discovered in six northeastern Kansas counties last year and was recently spotted again this year. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre says the tar spot in corn was recently found in Doniphan County.
This disease of corn was reported in Kansas first time last season, late in the season, and it's caused by a fungi called phylloceramides, and it's an obligated pathogen, right? So it requires a living host to live and reproduce, but it also survives in crop residue. And within one season, we can see multiple cycles of tar spot producing more and more lesions, even within one season. And this disease likes that high relative humidity and prolonged leaf wetness associated with water, right? So if you either are irrigating your cornfields or have had lots of rain to pass, that puts you at higher risk if the disease is present.
According to Onofre, tar spot looks like spots of tar on corn. However, it also looks like something else, bug poop.
But when you rub your finger, that doesn't come off. That's like tar spot. When it does not come off, when you're out there looking for that black raised bump lesion, right? That tar or that bumpy lesion in the corn leaf. But again, it looks like bug poop, and I have found lots of bug poop across Kansas. But when you find tar spot, you see that that lesion does not come off.
Tar spot in corn can spread from field to field and can negatively impact yield. In terms of management, Onofre says fungicide application is the only option, but several factors need to be considered.
If you find tar spot in your field, there are research showing that applying at first signs, there will be a return of investment that will pay off depending on the levels, right? But if you can, what we have to think here to maximize that yield is protecting the crop from VT to R5. So if you go too early, you're just going to be applying, you know, you're not going to hold disease until the end at maturity, right, at physiological maturity. So depending off the levels, if you're around, I would say, V14, VT, getting close to it, and you have high levels of tar spot, for sure, go ahead and get your application out. Then a second application, it will depend off a lot of factors they have to consider. Is tar spot moving? Is tar spot still active? What's the weather? How close am I from R5? But if you still have movement of tar spot, you might consider applying a second round around that R2, R3. It would be the best scenario.
That's K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre with information on identifying and managing tar spot in corn. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.